We're doing in Yaakov, and the Gemara is going off on a tangent. The Mishnah had discussed what's considered medication that we don't use on Shabbat, what's considered medication that we do use on Shabbat, and then the Mishnah had said you could drink abuv roeh. What's abuv roeh? So abuv roeh is a drink that they used to drink after they had mistakenly drank water that they suspected a snake had drank from. What's called mai megulin. If you had water that was left uncovered, so you had to be concerned in those days that maybe it had venom of a snake in it. So they would drink a specific drink that was the antidote in case there was venom in that water. So the Gemara had given us last time a few different formulas for what's the antidote. And now we're continuing a new antidote, the Gemara says. A new type of abuv roeh, a drink that if you drank water that might have had venom in it, this can cure you. Ravivia amar. Ravivia taught, what is abuv roeh? Revi'ata dechalva me'iza chivalti. If you take a revius of milk from a white goat, That's what's going to cure it. Rav Huna bar Yehuda Amar, Rav Huna, the son of Rav Yehuda, he said, Leiti etroga chalita. You have to bring an esrog and vilechaike. Just a second. Take a sweet esrog and you carve out a hole in it. Vilimalie duvsha, and then you fill it with honey. Velutva bay milili denura, and put it on top of burning coals so that the esrog sizzles, it fries itself in the honey, and then as the honey gets absorbed in the hot sizzling esrog, after that, velechle, eat that. That's what'll cure you from this venom. Rav Chanina amar, Rav Chanina says, you want to have a cure? Meiraglaim bnei arba'im yom. Take urine that sat for 40 days and drink that. That's the cure. Now, another opinion is, take the urine of a 40-day-old baby. Meaning two opinions of which one it is.
Otherwise, they'd have to have like a stock of 40-day-old.
Right, I was also wondering about that.
Demand the supply of the covenant?
Look, this was a common problem in their days. Meaning the Mishnah says this was common. We don't live with snakes. We don't think about snakes.
Today
but
we drink water.
Today we don't drink water.
That's why they have so much, you know.
They had all these different cures, yeah.
Today
yeah.
We don't drink water that we left open overnight. Correct?
We try not to, correct. But it's a different idea. We don't think we have snakes in our midst. When a person goes out to the army, then if they're out in the wilderness or whatever, then they should be more careful not to leave their water or stuff uncovered.
If you're in your room at night, you left a cup next to your bed on the table.
Right. You shouldn't. In the army? No.
Over here.
So we don't. Our custom, it's easy for us. We have running water. Think 100 years ago, they still didn't. If they left it uncovered, they wouldn't drink it overnight. You put something over it. You close it. You put a lid on it. Barzina, the Gemara says, take a small cup of this urine, and that's lizibura. If someone's been bitten by a zibura, which might be, it's not a bee, it's maybe a wasp. Reviata, but you have to drink a revius, large cup of this urine. Leakriva, if a person got bitten by a scorpion. Now, today, we don't use any of these cures. One of the reasons is because everything changed by us. Our nature changed, our diets changed, our schedule changed, and it affects everything. Meaning, if Chazal spoke about urine, and their diet was different their whole lives, their urine was different. I'm saying, think about our diet. I don't think we eat almost anything they ate. I don't think there's a single food we eat that they ate. Our water is polluted differently than their waters were. Our meat isn't fresh. They ate meat that was fresh. They didn't have refrigeration. Our meat is all old and frozen. By the time we get meat, it's been sitting who knows how long. Our chickens aren't natural. almost all our produce is genetically modified. And even if it's not genetically modified, the fertilizer, everything, the nutrients, everything's different. I mean, we grow things completely different than they did. There's almost nothing. Our bread isn't the same bread they ate. There isn't almost anything in our diet. What, our matzah, maybe. Because we sift the flour better than they did, and we grind it differently.
The water thing, that everything's growing differently because the water's different.
The water's different. I'm saying our water is polluted, our water is very different, yeah. So if Chazal say that 40-day-old urine can cure this venom, so I'm not sure ours counts. If our diet is different, then everything's different. Everything we're doing is different. And Tosfos already points out that Tosfos lived 700 years ago, 800 years ago. Tosfos says that the cures of the Talmud don't work for them anymore, that their lives are very different. So it would be interesting scientifically to check this stuff out and see what this does, but we don't even know what venom they were talking about. We don't know what snakes they were contending with. So this is where we're up to right now, with the idea of what to do, all these different cures. Okay, we'll pick up here next week.